The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into a Wednesday happy hour. Didn't he, Pete Hegseth, the foxy friend, did he describe the speech that Kamala Harris was to give to a predominantly black sorority today? Did he really, really say colored sorority? And she could have gotten out of it if she wanted to. And I would point out one other thing is Hegseth criticizing the vice president for not being at the joint address from Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, there are some other people that were not there as well.
J.D. Vance absent from the room as well, Dom, apparently.
No, but we didn't hear anything about the white man J.D. Vance's absence from there. But we certainly heard Fox talk about Kamala Harris's absence.
And also, Fox News, they've declared a debate, Dom, September 17th. They've invited both Kamala and Trump, and they said they'd hold it in Pennsylvania or wherever the candidates decide. But debate on, and here's the debate. Did Hegseth or didn't Hegseth use a racist term to talk about this black sorority? Well, fortunately, the article we referenced included the sound, Dom. And do I understand we now have the sound? Rich is nodding. Seems like we've got the sound. Let's let the audience be the judge. Peter Hegseth, racist, or, you know, just a blockhead on Fox? Play for the people, please, Rich.
Obviously, you compare him to President Biden, who is muddling his way through speeches. People know
he couldn't go more than, be better, right?
Yep, couldn't go more than 15 minutes. She's very good on the prompter. No one even doubted that. She had 3,000 people there. Why are they there? A lot of them has to do with, hey, I'm a Democrat.
A lot
I
more
told
than
we were going to go down in flames. Now we have a shot. The problem with Kamala Harris, number one, she has not had her record exploited heavily because people thought and marginalized her. Even in the Democratic Party, they said, man, what a bad choice Joe Biden made. Number two is she hasn't sat down for an interview. When she sits down in an interview and says, do you want to defund ICE? Where do you stand on Medicare for all? Why didn't you show up? The most recent decision, already you got a question. She will not show up for the prime minister's joint session of Congress today. She'd rather address in the summer a sorority, a college sorority, like she can't get out of that. So that's her decision, and that's her decision to back up the protesters.
And how about the border? When they ask her about the border, I haven't been...
Well, I don't care about the rest of his rant, but I heard colored sorority. They can claim.
I heard college. I wanted to hear colored because I don't like Fox lies.
Are you serious?
I heard college. Yes, I did.
I swear that's a gray dress, Dom. Or maybe it was a gold dress. Remember where?
Can we
isolate the end of that? You know, here's what I would say, Dom. When we have to negotiate down to the final letter, because. You know, it seems very plausible that Hegseth would say something like this. It seems very plausible that the entire Republican Party would say something like this. Hell, Tommy Tuberville, the senator from Alabama, I believe, former Auburn coach, Tuberville on migrants, according to thehill.com. Most of them are garbage.
I know. I mean, terrible.
The racist stuff that spews out of their mouth with such constancy would be very believable to me. I thought I heard him say colored sororities, but Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Because sometimes, you know, in speaking, we slur words, we abbreviate a word, we don't enunciate fully. But let's hear what you think Hegseth said. Play it one more time for the people, Rich.
Where do you got a question? She will not show up for the Prime Minister's joint session of Congress today. She'd rather address in the summer a sorority, a college sorority. Like, she can't get out of that. So that's her decision.
Second time, maybe.
Yeah, I think he didn't enunciate, as you mentioned. It would be extremely offensive, you know, the other way. I'm not a fan of Fox. I would prefer, quote unquote. I guess that came through, but no, I got it. In my mind, in my hearing, it sounded like he's trying to say college sorority.
The second time, but I could certainly understand why people would have erred on the racist side and attributed racist sentiment as he's crapping on the
given all the racist candidate. Crap that's getting spewed out of the megas right now. I mean, yeah. So, okay, I'll say no this time, but what was it, Tuberville? Migrants are trash? They call them trash?
Or trash? He did. Tommy Tuberville, Republican from Alabama, he's a senator, said Tuesday that most recent immigrants who have come across the U.S.-Mexico border are garbage. Garbage was the term he used.
Sorry, garbage, not trash.
Speaking on the Fox Business, you can see the difference, to the Larry Kudlow, and has that guy ever been right about anything? Other than having the best cocaine dealer in New York State, apparently. $100,000 a month cocaine habit that guy had.
I don't know if you can do $100,000 a month.
Well, that's why he's got a Fox News show, Dom, because he brings those sort of credentials to the table. Speaking to Larry Kudlow on the Foxy Business Kudlow, Tuberville segued from his criticism of Vice President Harris as a presidential candidate to his views on immigration. I quote Tuberville. I mean, how can you put somebody in charge of a situation where you let 15, possibly 20 million people come into your country? Now, some of these people are good, but most of them are garbage. They come from jails and prisons in other countries, he said. And as The Hill feels like they have to clean up his statement, they write, Tuberville repeated a series of false and misleading claims that have become Republican talking points, including the number of migrants who've come across to the United States, Harris's role in border management, the idea that Latin American countries are purposefully sending criminals to the border.
Well, it sounds like their exalted orange leader. All he's doing is spitting out what the leader says. That's how they do it. There's no thought about it. Doesn't matter. The facts don't matter. The numbers don't matter. The role of the vice president doesn't matter. All that matters to Tommy is that, number one, he's a racist pig, and number two, he follows specifically what the leader says and does.
You know, it's interesting. Jeff messaged us. He's also listening along to the show. Appreciate it, Jeff. Tell some friends. A colored sorority. I wasn't listening well the first time, but the second he heard colored sorority, it certainly is open to interpretation.
Certainly is.
And the entire party, you know, in that they just let the N-word drop out of their mouths so often, at least some of them do, you know, it seems quite plausible. Here are a few of the text line people. You know, I've encouraged you to tell friends. Llama says, I don't have friends, just collectors. LOL, I don't know what he collects. Another texter to the WMDX says, but Crudy is kind of like a crazy uncle we don't talk about. I can't bring normies to this show. And then a later text says, just kidding. Are you just kidding?
Are you?
L.A. Tom says, Trump's old, stale, crusty. Oh, yeah. More like that. But plenty of people holding, lots of patient people. Let's get to the phones, Dom. 844-967-2789. Big Mac, been a while. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Big Mac.
Hey, guys. I think Dom is colorblind because he clearly said color.
You know, I heard it differently the two times I listened. I listened the first time I heard colored. I listened the second time. Yeah. I heard like somehow it morphed for me as I drew distinction, but you can understand.
Well, does it really matter? Does it really matter? These guys say stuff like this all the time. Maybe not that one, but saying she's a DEI candidate, You're basically saying she's not qualified. That's what that really means there. I mean, you know, I wanted to make two quick points. I only thought of these recently, unfortunately. Well, on immigration, the second Trump, when he was going after Hillary about the wall and building the wall, the great response would have been to defuse his wall, was say, okay, let's compromise. Let's, because comprehensive immigration contains more money for walls and fences and whatnot. Let's do it, but we're going to put big, beautiful doors in our wall with a welcome sign. And that would have diffused that issue. And you just keep repeating it like they do. And number two, on regulations, we are the party of regulations on the left, and we should boast about it and make the point that when they try to cut regulations, which are essentially law and order, they're basically defunding the police of corporate power, as I always say. It's dawned on me that that is defunding the police, but they're so brainwashed by a cherry-picked, you know, examples, almost like the way they claim the left is, you know, brainwashed to cherry-pick some police brutality, when I'm sure most police are good, and you highlight the bad ones, and you say, but most people, even Biden, did not go down with the defund the police. So they, though, do defund regulations, which are the police of big business. And there you have it. If Kamala and or Biden would pick up this message, who am I? Some little guy in the middle of nowhere here. I came up with these two things. Put a door in the wall and police, big business, defunding the police is what they're doing. If they ran with that kind of message, that gets to the heart of it in seconds. I've tried it out on right-wingers already, and they're stumped.
Big Mac.
I like it.
Big Mac messaging. Should hang up a shingle. Come back with us. We'll take many more of your opinions, your hot takes, your great ideas for Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party, if you got them.
And if Fox News, did they say colored or college? Apparently still up for debate. Want to hear your take.
Well, you know the answer. He might have said college, but he was thinking colored. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. That's why the word shaped in his mouth as such. Subliminally,
maybe,
it came out. It was a Freudian slip.
I'm not a fan. To hell with those guys. They're still getting sued for lying to their audience. So, you know, but I can only repeat and tell you what I think. I thought I heard, and it sounded like he muffled college. I'm giving zero benefit of the doubt, but that's what I hear.
Let me ask you, do we know Lou Dobbs' true cause of death? You know, he's a defendant in a big defamation suit along with Fox News and breaking news at the New York Times. Rupert Murdoch fighting with his three kids for control of the dark empire that is Fox News.
Didn't they make a movie out of that?
I think that was a miniseries, Succession, you know, just loosely based on the Murdochs. More Devil's Advocates, loosely based on the news. 844-967-2789.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open, going there shortly. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump rallying right now in North Carolina. The lines he's using, Lion Kamala, the ultra-liberal driving force behind all of Biden's catastrophic policies.
Wow, she's a powerful woman.
She sure is. Who knew? This whole time I thought it was Joe or the globalist. I'm not sure who was pulling the strings. Obama? Michelle Obama? I don't even know.
Whoever controls the Jewish space lasers, I'm pretty sure it's them.
I think it's MTG, isn't it?
Before we get back to the phones, and we will get there, we see you. Be patient. 844-967-2789. Current House Speaker Mike Johnson and former Speaker Kevin McCarthy begged their party to stop attacking Vice President Kamala Harris's race and gender because it's hurting them. But today, MSNBC host Nicole Wallace sarcastically begged the GOP to continue promoting her as a DEI hire, a pseudonym. See, I got it right that time, Dom. Have blasted as racist, insinuating she's an unqualified black woman hired over qualified candidates. Wallace spent years in Republican politics and served in George W. Bush's White House. She played clips of Rep. Tim Burchett attacking Harris as unqualified. She also had clips of Fox hosts quoting the catchphrase DEI hire, including former Donald Trump official, Larry Kudlow. He's never been right about anything, right? Struggling to recall what the acronym stood for. Maybe we should tell them it's working. Keep saying that stuff, guys, Wallace said, her voice dripping with sarcasm. She explained that comments reflect horrifically on the Republican Party. Leadership has reportedly begged Republican members behind closed doors to stop the racist attacks. It's more than petty, though, isn't it? You know it is. Former Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois called it a disgusting dog whistle, then corrected himself and said, "It's an outright whistle. The GOP stoking racism in America is the de facto Democratic nominee focuses on the future and what is possible," Wallace said. Yeah, little contrast. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Joe from Madison, a patient woman. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Oh, I'd like to sharpen that contrast even more. One of the lines that you heard again and again at the VP speech in Milwaukee was, "We're not going back." And it was recounted by the crowd to, "We are not going back." I'd just like to point out this in this last week, you were mentioning this too, Dom, that Glenn Grothman, our state fossil, yet again chimed in with his wonderful plans for how the world should go. Understanding, of course, Mr. Grothman has never been married, does not have children, but nonetheless feels willing to open up his pie hole to pontificate on what we should be doing. And he said that we've had the angry feminist leadership that has apparently emasculated men. And this is the quote. "I hope Republican and Democrat leadership pull together some sort of plan in which we can work our way back to where America was in the 1960s. You know, that would be the time where you had the colored signs on the water fountains, and that would be the time where gay people hid in the closet. But I would like to point out one more thing that was part of that time, too. And I have a very distinct memory of this time period. It was, and I went back and I looked at the dates. It was not until 1974, not the 1960s, but 1974, when there was finally an act passed called the Equal Credit Opportunity Act of 1974. And finally, due to that act, in 1974, women were able to get, open up a bank account, get a credit card, have a checking account, or ask for a loan from the bank without having their hubby's signature on the line. Or if they were an unmarried woman, they'd have to get daddy to sign, or maybe their brother or their boss. Okay, now you imagine your daughters putting up with that, okay? Imagine your daughters, your wives putting up with that. And I'm telling you, you know, Mr. Bigfoot, Mr. State Fossil, Mr. Glenn Grothman can bite me. We are not going back. Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Well said, Joe. Well said.
Yes. Thank you, Joe.
Hope Glenn's listening today.
It remains unbelievable that people like Glenn Grothman can still be elected to Congress going back to the 60s. You know, the good old days for white guys like Glenn.
844-967-2789. Annie from Watertown. Welcome back, Annie. What do you got for us?
Hi, Annie.
No, that subject is a burr under my saddle. No, I guess something lighthearted. The collateral, maybe, not colored. I mean, there's a thing called a dictionary where you can, like, look at how letters are pronounced. And you could look up all kinds of words. You know, it could have said.
I don't believe in dictionaries.
Culminate, Columbia, confirm, college would be, you know, a whole different sound with compromise, comma. You know, they really take us to be stupid, hey?
Well, they accuse Annie, the now presumptive nominee of the Democrats of being stupid.
Yes. Yeah, so did you hear, Annie, in that clip, did you hear colored or college?
Oh, colored. I mean, he definitely oopsed. I mean, if unless it's okay for them to do that, I don't know. It seems pretty obvious to me. I don't know. I know, Crudy, you can get something in your mind and then you hear it that way. You know, it's just like.
Yes, it is. It's certainly something to question, Annie. Thank you for the call. Always
didn't Yoshi always have those books, those eye teasers in college?
Right. You'd have to stare at them a certain way, and then you'd see the 3D. Yeah, Yoshi was a good cat, man. 844-967-2789. You are all good cats when you join the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Well, it's a happier, happy hour. I've been feeling great since early Sunday afternoon.
It's weird, Curdy. I don't know. It's like several days in a row with you being in a good mood. I'm not really sure. I think I need to, like, get you mad about something, because it seems like the universe is a little off kilter.
It's bound to happen, Dom. Yeah. It's bound to happen. I assure you, one of you will get under my skin, be a burr under my saddle between now and the end of the show, probably. No CJ in the queue. Well, at least it won't be you today, CJ, probably. But the rest of you, we're coming for you next. 844-967-2789. Do not harsh by buzz. It is a happier, happy hour, the hump day edition, and you can be a part. You know, just don't be racist.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a hump day edition, a happier, happy hour. Didn't take long, Dom. I'm already offended. Couldn't even make it through the news break. You know, I don't give a tinker's damn what Brian Schimming, the GOP party chair of the state of Wisconsin, thinks about my candidate. I don't give a damn what Brian Schimming has to say about Kamala Harris. She was in the state of Wisconsin yesterday making history, man. That's the news. Schimming's opinion. Hey, dude, someone left a mic open or something. I can hear an echo. Schimming's opinion of her. I don't give a damn.
What did he say? I'd like to know what Brian Schimming said.
He's just running her down. He's trashing her. You know,
well, of course they are, man. I mean, that's
how is that newsworthy? How is that worthy of playing out as a news break? The Republican Party chair of the state of Wisconsin craps on Kamala Harris as unqualified. Here's your news. How is that news in any way, shape, or form? And I'm not here to nitpick, but I'm just telling you, shut up.
844-967-2789. Let's get to the lines. You've been very patient. Folks, Mark from the SEC, you are next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, and I'm equally taking offense to what Schimming and Eric Covey both said, that, well, the voters should get to decide who the Democratic candidate is. We picked who we were going to pick, and we picked the platform. That's what we picked. We picked the Biden-Harris platform. Now it's going to be the Harris platform, and they can pucker up. I mean, I agree with Kudi on that one. I mean, it is just, and as far as for the previous comment, I don't know quite what I heard at the end of that sentence, but if you wanted to make that point, he was trying to make a point, you know, that we don't need to hear a college in reference to a sorority, but I think if he wanted to make the same point he wanted to make, he should have just used the word black. I mean, who uses the word colored anymore in reference to that? That's the old
racist people.
Term is assumed. It's just jaw-dropping that they are going to hammer on this point, and I hope it hurts them. I hope it hurts them badly, and for the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin, you know, that I hope that at the end of this, it's going to be that I'm saying this figuratively rather than literally, that what Achilles said to Agamemnon in the movie Troy, I want to look down upon their corpse and smile. I hope the Republican Party is just slaying itself with this nonsense.
I don't recall who said it, but something to regard. I don't wish anybody ill, but I've read some obituaries, you know, with a smile on my face. Thank you for the call, Mark. 844-967-2789. Let's keep rolling. We've got time on the phone. Sure, we do. L.A. Tom, you have been most patient. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Well, first off, Trudy, you are absolutely correct. That is not news. And I'm sorry, Terry Bell and the news team there. That is not news. News would be something that happened, not something that's doing right-wing talking points. So please, get it together in terms of the news thing. We've had to hear the the AP news constantly go on about right-wing talking points, and now our own civic media. Why can't you find something that's a little bit more balanced or neutral in terms of news instead of what it is that the Republican mouthpiece had to say? So that's my first comment.
Well, I was specifically criticizing Brian Schimming, not civic media and their fine news team, but
well,
I don't need to hear it. I'm just saying it's already got me irritated.
Absolutely. Second, I do think Kamala Harris is a dynamic and energetic and a very intelligent candidate. So if you want to say she's a DEI candidate, that's what she is. She's dynamic, she's energetic, and she's intelligent. And I think that possibly she should come right out and say, yep, I'm a DEI candidate, and put that right back in their face, own their language, and show them that it doesn't hurt, just like what they did with her laugh, where they were trying to make fun of her loud laugh. All of a sudden, you had all these things on Twitter and all these things on all the different news media that's out there, and or on TikTok, and everybody just embraced it and overplayed it. And that's what they need to do with this thing, too. They need to just
And none of it's sticking, it Tom. None of it's sticking. Thank you for the call, buddy. None of it's sticking. That's why you see them flailing like they do. And are you kidding me? Like, the laugh, someone laughs too hard? Man, you know, I laugh a lot. If I had a good day, you know, I know if I had a, we do the show. Hey, how was the show? Did we laugh? Did we have a good time? Hell yeah, it was a good show. People laugh, man, for all sorts of reasons, usually because something's funny. So, you know, don't get on someone's case because they laugh too much. Oh, Kamala Harris, she laughs. We don't like her laugh. Oh, if that's the worst you got, good luck with that. And it's all.
I love your laugh, Dom.
Thanks, Crudy.
It's your most endearing quality.
I have many, but I'll take it. House GOP leaders asked members to stop making racial attacks against Harris, that from the Washington Post. I've been going to notus.org, N-O-T-U-S.org. A lot of journalists I follow now over there. Their headline, Republicans keep making personal attacks against Harris. Some are scared it will hurt them. This is not personal regarding Kamala Harris and her ethnicity. Her gender has nothing to do with this whatsoever, Speaker Mike Johnson said as his speakers as his members continue calling her a DEI hire.
Then what are they implying then, Michael? Could you please explain for us lay people what exactly the DEI part means then?
Well, he's not talking to us, Kurt. He's talking to his crew, and they don't know. They just say, hey, it's the new N word with the hard R, so we'll say that instead because we can get away with it.
The whistle's playing out. It's not a silent whistle. You know, like we're all hearing it loud and clear, Mike. We're all hearing it, Speaker Johnson. 844-967-2789. Chris from Rice Lake. I know you're not a fan, Chris. I know you think it's going to be difficult for Kamala to overcome racism and misogyny, but I think every time the Republicans expose themselves as racist and misogynist, it gets a little tougher for the Trump team as well, but I'll let you talk now.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, it's not that I'm not a fan. I've got reservations that she can win. I mean, I am a Kamala Harris fan. I mean, I'm a Biden-Harris fan. I'm a Democrat. I'm a union guy. I mean, that's it. But did you guys, I'm kind of late to the show today. Did you guys watch that MSNBC thing this morning with them women from Green Bay?
Oh, no. I missed that. We saw Evers on the morning show, but I missed the women from Green Bay. Were they coffee clutching?
I did see some memes about it, Chris.
They had a panel of 8 Trump women, and they were the gal was asking them questions. All 8 of them thought that Kamala Harris was dumb, and then all 8 of them, the last question that they asked him, that if Kamala Harris won the election, would they think that it was a legitimate election? And all 8 of them said absolutely not.
But Chris, I was shocked. Let me start by saying you've got 8 Trump supportive women. They think somebody else is dumb? Are you kidding me?
Right.
Chris, let me ask you, and that's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. I did see some memes going around about it, and They were kind of stereotypical Green Bay female Trump supporters, I guess I would say. But that aside, do you think it is now more or less difficult for the Democratic ticket with Kamala at the head versus Biden at the head?
It's less difficult.
It's less
it
difficult.
It really is.
So any reservations you have, you still recognize that this is a better way to go as of right now.
Well, absolutely, it's a better way to go. I mean, just energy-wise. But I really think that she's got to pick somebody for VP that is absolutely going to knock it out of the park. I mean,
who do you like, Chris?
There can't be any reservation. I the people that I like are not, you know, they don't want no part of it. You know, that Gavin Newsom, I think, would be outstanding, you know, but he doesn't want any part of it. I don't know. It's got to be somebody, though, you know, that, I mean, I think the governor from North Carolina would help her tremendously.
Roy Cooper. The only issue, and thank you for your thoughts, Chris, the only issue I take with Roy Cooper, he's 67, and Kamala is something of a youth movement relative to Joe Biden, obviously. And if the contrast is with this Republican Party, and you got Cooper at 67, you got J.D. Vance at 39 on the debate stage, that dampens that. Although I know that Cooper is term limited, and I know we've got listeners in North Carolina that like this guy and thinks he should be the choice. But our fine guest recently, Scott Ross, has convinced me otherwise, Dom. There's only one right candidate, according to Scott, and I believe him. He didn't say only one right candidate. But I believe him. It's Peter Buttigieg. Buttigieg. Yes.
Can you pull the tape from like a month ago when I brought up, or a couple weeks ago when I brought up Buttigieg?
Well, like, I was very dismissive if you brought him up.
Yeah.
How could you have brought up Pete Buttigieg as the vice president a couple weeks ago when Joe Biden hadn't dropped out yet?
Whenever it was, I brought it up and you poo-pooed it. You ridiculed me. You mocked me. No Buttigieg.
You didn't make his compelling argument. It's Scott Ross did.
Come on,
you must have laughed and talked about coconut trees.
It is the same person with the same credentials that I brought up that Scott brought up. And now, Pete. I had this conversation yesterday. I went to Chill on the Hill, Humboldt Park in beautiful Bayview, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Did you miss the storms?
With no storms. It was fine. Oh, it was all good. Yeah. And there's music playing, man. We're having a good time, having a couple of beers on the hill and talking with some friends about this. And I hadn't seen some of these folks in a while, so I want to get how you feeling? Less terrified was one of the descriptions I heard. And another person brought up, as we talked about who the potential sidecar would be. Well, I brought up Buttigieg. I brought up before, and our guest yesterday has mentioned, Scott Ross, said he liked Buttigieg. Got lots of exposure. He takes on all the media. He's really good. He's really smart. He's young. He could be excellent in the role that vice president needs to be in this circumstance. And I brought that up to another friend of mine, and they were like, well, yeah, but, you know, this Mark Kelly guy from Arizona. Again,
the astronaut.
Yeah, astronaut, fighter pilot, you know, senator. I mean, this guy checks lots of boxes. He's been in the media, not nearly as much as Buttigieg, to my impression, but he also has a wife who's a victim of some terrible gun violence. You know, he can speak to the heart of lots of these kinds of issues. I think Kamala has, and I've seen some news reports today, you know, 10, 15, lots of folks that could be considered. And I think many of them would be very well qualified and able to do the job. But I think it's going to be very, very important, although you certainly don't go into and vote for a candidate, an administration based on the VP pick. But that VP is going to be important, especially as a partner in the campaign, to get out there and counteract and support, push the message. Someone like Buttigieg has the cred and the history of lots and lots and lots and lots of interviews to do that. But I think Mark Kelly would be a good one as well. 844-967-2789. Let's get to it. Ron from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Ron. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First of all, you said colored.
A lot of people heard colored. I'm reading the text line, and that seems to be the overwhelming sentiment. Yeah. And if I called him Peter Hegseth, I'm sorry, Peter. You may or may not be racist, but Brian Kilmeade certainly sounded like he said colored on the Foxy Friends this morning.
Oh, okay. It was a different Foxy commentator. Folks, we are the devil's advocate's consensus being. Apparently, the guy, some folks say he said colored. I heard college. I'm not a fan
Angel,
either way, but.
Angel from Kenosha says, I heard colored. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I heard colored. Eric from Madison says, I came into the show in the middle of this before I knew the discrepancy you were discussing. I heard colored. I did not even remotely hear college. And Jim from Madison says, all sororities are college. Only some are, air quotes, colored.
Mm-hmm. Redundancy. The greatest radio show ever. The Devil's Advocates. Perhaps a little redundant as well.
If you put an S behind advocates, isn't that redundant?
No, that's plural.
Well, the New Yorker didn't know that. I wish the fact checker had gotten that right. They spelled my name right, but not the show.
Hey, as long as they spell your name right, that's the most important thing.
Come back. One last segment. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789. Yeah, we cleaned up all the gremlins. We're nothing right. But sexy now. Don't go crazy, yo!
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789.
Or you could tweet at us, like Chris from Sun Prairie is doing right now, at Devil Radio, she tweets. A hard no on Mayor Pete at Kamala Harris needs a running mate who speaks to the working class and progressives trust. Someone like at Bernie Sanders. My vote is one with policy for working people, hashtag union. It ain't going to be Bernie. You're not going to have a 82-year-old sidecar after Joe Biden steps down. But I get the sentiment. And Kamala Harris, and I can't believe this, was accused by the right, I have verified, of being the most progressive senator in the U.S. Senate in 2019. More
Trump
progressive
it,
than
Trump
Bernie
literally
Sanders.
Said just now in his rally that she is the most liberal. He's saying the most liberal politician in ever elected, that she's more liberal than Bernie Sanders. So you're hearing that. Now you're kind of seeing how it's going to flush out, at least as the current attacks come. Donald Trump also said he's not going to be nice. I'm not going to be nice.
Well, she's down for things like Medicare for All, and I'm thinking, yeah, hell yeah, Kamala. So am I. So am I.
Lots of people are. And even those that haven't thought about it or don't think about it, perhaps it could be persuaded with the right framing and messaging.
844-967-2789. Jake from Eureka, California, formerly KGOE territory. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, so, good. You know, first of all, who are these Democrats who are confusing Kamala Harris with Dianne Feinstein? You know, Harris is a progressive. She doesn't need to put a progressive on the ticket. She is a progressive. I don't know where you guys got confused on that one, okay? But I'll tell you, I'm from California. She was, you know, our attorney general. She was a senator. She's now the vice president. She's clearly qualified. And as to who's going to be your running mate, I'm not sure. I just hope it's not Shapiro. Shapiro's been governor for, you know, for 10 minutes in Pennsylvania, a year and a half, okay? I don't think he's exactly qualified.
Well, that's all
president.
Mark Kelly's got on his resume, sir, from Arizona. He's also been bantered often. Great personal resume, but political.
Right, but he is an astronaut. He's a military guy with a long career. He is the husband of Gabby Giffords. And the gun issue will come into play big time if he's on the ticket, which is going to kill Republicans at the national level. So I can see why that is being considered. And Arizona being a swing state, that's also another reason. But I think it's going to be somebody from a swing state. But speaking of somebody who's not from a swing state, Congressman Tim Burchett from Tennessee. Okay, this is the guy who held the hearings on the impending alien invasion of planet Earth. And now he's telling us that Kamala Harris is a DEI hire. You know, I mean, maybe it's time for Tim Burchett to resign from Congress and moved to Area 51 in Nevada to await his latest anal probing from his alien overlord masters.
Dom, were you the one that said the only thing that could unify this nation is an alien invasion?
No, that was outer Ronald space? Reagan. That was Ronald Reagan to a speech at the UN, if I recall. Hey, thanks for the call, Jake. Just for the record, it's a big universe out there. I don't think we got it all figured out. We're not the only ones here. Let's just put it that way. 844-967-2789. We're here with you, Adam from Madison. Welcome, Adam. What do you got for
Hey,
you?
Man. Adam. Hi, Madison. Someone put it on the teleprompter. I had to read it, Adam.
Was that colored, Curdy? I don't know what you said there. Adam,
hey,
you're
guys.
Up.
Thanks for having me. So listen, when this all came out and it broke, we were all surprised and excited. And I think I never thought Kamala would actually engage so many people at once. And I think the same thing might be true about Pete Buttigieg. So hear me out. Initially, I thought, oh, she's going to pick Josh Shapiro. Then my attention went quickly to Kelly. Now, I saw him interviewed. He interviewed on Monday. He was on Rachel Maddow. And she said the interview was really weird. She said, was that weird? And the reason why she said that is he insisted on being called Pete. And he corrected her because she introduced him as Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg. And he said, please, I'm here just for Kamala. Just please call me Pete tonight. And after the interview, she said, was that weird, guys? And, you know, Jen Psaki, all of them are sitting around her and are like, yeah, that was kind of strange.
Could be a Hatch Act violation, though. Could be a Hatch Act violation. If he was there in his official role as the Secretary of Transportation, the Hatch Act says you cannot go and campaign on behalf of someone else in your official capacity. It'd be like a cop wearing his uniform on the show to go endorse Kamala. So I also saw Pete Buttigieg, I believe, on Bill Maher the other day. And he also drew distinction, said, call me, you know, Pete. I'm here as a private citizen. I think that's more about the Hatch Act, though.
Thanks for the call, Adam. Chris from Sun Prairie, you will have the last word today. Welcome. What is it?
Hey, Chris.
Hi. Hi. I just wanted to say, as far as Kamala being a progressive, I don't really know Kamala because I'm not from California. And what I'm trying to get out there is that Bernie and the squad had a deal with Joe Biden for the first 100 days and had a lot of really great things in it for progressives. It had a lot of affordable housing in it. And it had a program that would buy up medical debt on pennies on the dollar, and it would roll up everybody's medical debt across the country and get rid of medical debt because 1 in 4 people with cancer are going bankrupt. So I just want to make sure those provisions are honored. And I'm glad to hear that Kamala is a great progressive because then she'll have no problem dealing with Bernie and getting those in there. And as soon as she does, I'm sure he'll endorse her. So I'm looking forward to Bernie endorsing Kamala when she accepts that.
Well,
so that'll be great.
She'll absolutely need his endorsement to win. Kamala
and Obama? Has Obama said anything yet?
Barack Obama? Come on, man. He was the guy pulling the strings behind the scenes, I strongly suspect. Him and Nancy Pelosi.
But he's made no public announcement of endorsement of Kamala to date.
Maybe he'll let Joe Biden give his speech tonight from the Oval Office. And then, you know, at the appropriate time. Thank you to Angela Lang from Block. Thanks to Rick and all you people for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow, the Thursday edition.